take it.
Ridiculous.
I'll take it. I need the hydration.
From the Kumia Studio, live. Yes, where the truth is still true. The show that gives you a reason to live.
Why don't you catch your breath there for a second there?
Hey, I made it. What's up, Drew?
Hey.
If you want to call, 877-962-6846. Again, 877-962-6846. Let us know what you're up to. I have great guests today.
You are still out of breath. It's amazing.
Yeah. I don't run much.
Look, you're clean and sober, but you got to stop with the smoking. Got to stop with the smoking.
It's this now. You seen these?
No, dude. Does not help.
It doesn't help?
No.
It's got to be better
than
the lungs.
Well, yeah, maybe.
I don't know. It's vapor, so I'll get pneumonia. Like, isn't that what it is?
When proving you my point.
Yeah.
Proving my point.
Well, nothing's good for you.
Yeah.
You know, you're bad. It's bad when you're getting health advice from Bill Schultz.
The local compound
Touché.
Doctor.
I haven't broken my arm lately.
That's a new title for your show, Touché with Pat Dixon. Well done. Well done.
So thanks for being here, Bill.
Oh, thanks for having me, buddy.
It's an honor, a pleasure, a privilege, and we also have from the Divorce Diaries, right?
Yes.
My God, I'm so out of it right now. That's her, Michelle Traina.
Hi.
With one L. That's the best kind of Michelle.
One L. Thank you.
Married two Michelles with two L's.
Oh.
And it was hell. And but I dated a Michelle with one L, and that ended the way it was supposed to. You know, getting married.
There you go.
It's a natural ending, you know. Also, a couple of other guests hanging around. Ryan Katsu Rivera is over there.
Hello.
Mr. Jap Rican. Hello. And Andrea. Decent. From Utah. Looking very purple. Isn't that the color of like witchcraft and child molesting?
It probably is, but I'm red green colorblind, so that's my plea of ignorance.
Oh. Okay. Well, card like before these, you.
I feel like these red walls.
Yeah, this weird red
very confusing
room.
You can't even imagine what hellishness traffic lights bring about for my life.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
True.
Oh, wow. I guess so. Do you have the... are we ready to proceed with that business?
Sure. Where do you want to start?
At the beginning. I don't know if you saw this story. 18-year-old girl in Sydney hoping to auction off her virginity for $100,000.
Oh.
According to news.com.
Low.au.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, for like a student loan, like my student loan debt would be like 150.
Really?
Yeah, I would have said that.
What did you study in college?
Theater. But I went to NYU. So
you really never hoped to recoup that.
Yeah, I mean.
Not in theater. They major in art. Women's studies is more useless, I think. Wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I guess so. But I mean.
I mean, you're a woman.
You're right.
Right? I think. Yeah,
I'd say just don't get mad if you don't find a job in your field. That's all.
Yeah,
you know, you should be able to study whatever you want, though. That's what college is for.
What about you, Bill? I mean, what do you think for a virgin 18-year-old?
Who would want that aside from a virgin member of the Islam community? Who has ever wanted to have sex with a virgin? Period.
Yeah.
Much less pay for it. Are you goddamn kidding me?
Good question.
The one thing I've never wanted to have sex with, and again, I'm a guy. I want to have sex with most things. Emphasis on things. But never a virgin.
Yeah, I know.
That sounds awful.
I know what you mean. Ugh. So let's look at that little headline there. Just to give it some... I don't know, whatever you call it, some credibility there.
Seen here.
Is there a bidding war? That's what he says, a bidding war, according to this author. However, she's already received two bids. She's only been up for a little over about a month now. One for 10,000, one for 1,000. More of a...
Way more than should be.
More of a bidding cold war.
Yeah.
I do have a question.
Maybe time to update your photo.
If she is...
Wait, do we have a photo?
A picture. Yeah, I'm going to see a picture.
No, there isn't one, but I was saying if she's only gotten two bids
maybe.
Since October... I mean,
maybe,
you know,
I
just wouldn't call it a bidding war.
Show what you're offering.
Here's my question.
Look at her. She's gorgeous, isn't
she? Pretty.
She?
I don't know.
Her face looks weird. I can't see her eyes.
Yeah, she's got square-itis. I think I remember
maybe
that.
Loose name, but...
Is she $100,000 worth, though, for that I mean, we have to see a different picture.
I like the sandwich right next to her head. You know, I mean, that's does that come with it? Do you get the sandwich as well?
Yeah. I totally fucked that sandwich. Yeah,
fuck the shit out of that sandwich for a lot less. Fuck this sandwich for less is what that should say.
How can she prove her virginity for the sale, though?
What?
How can she prove her virginity for the sale?
Mm. How can anyone prove their virginity ever?
That's not the point.
No, she's examined by a doctor. Who confirms it?
Oh, yeah. So she didn't.
In the
have,
process,
like, a hymenoplasty or something like that.
Well, in the process, he does break her hymen. That's the downside.
But it's
like that'll be $100,000.
It's a live stream, so people know what they're getting.
Well, the article says, like I said, she started a bidding war. Teen said she'll buy a car, hopes to raise at least $100,000 for university. How about that smart kid?
Oh, so you know,
an 18-year-old virgin, she's already talking like a 28-year-old stripper. If you could make $100,000 getting laid, why go to university? You know what I mean?
Yes,
that's a philosophical question for our age.
Yeah. Just add that shit in anytime.
I'm just thinking about the investor.
Let's face it, you don't need to pursue a degree in her area of expertise. Sales. That's her degree. That's her expertise. She can get $100,000 the first time. Maybe for the second time she'll get maybe dinner.
Herpes.
I think virgins, they get one big score the second time. Even a couple of thousand or 5,000. Would be a stretch after some wealthy Japanese businessman's
stretch.
Done with it.
You said stretch, by the way, which will happen.
Which will happen, yeah. Depending on the size.
I don't know. It'll be a Japanese businessman, right? Who businessman?
Yeah, so maybe not.
And who wants to pay good money for that slightly dented hymen after he's done with it?
We should start a GoFundMe and get like the ugliest, fattest dude to do it, and we'll sponsor him. You know, it'll take care of everything at
once. That's a great idea.
That is a pretty good idea, actually. That's the thing about getting a vagina new. The moment you drive it off the lot, it loses 95% of its value.
Oh, God.
Speaking of that, she said she wanted to get a car. What do you think? The new Escort. Yes. Oh,
the
boy.
Escape.
Yes, the Chrysler Skank. Also, the teen said she'd use the money to help her parents pay off their mortgage. Her parents said, quote, leave us out of this. What a proud dad you'd be. You know, like, you know, my daughter paid off our mortgage. How'd she do that? Well, you know, she fucked a guy. A lot of money. She made it hooking.
She's a good capitalist. I mean, she knows what she's doing. But again, like, Ryan, would you ever want to have sex with a virgin?
I'm not a Japanese businessman as much as I look like it.
Oh, you absolutely do.
You're all business.
You're quite
the business
dresser.
Bar down, definitely.
Japanese in the front, business nowhere to be found. I'm the anti-mullet. If I had the money to do it, if I had $1 million,
why?
I might try it.
You'd spend a tenth of it to fuck an 18-year-old virgin.
The whole part of sex is supposed to be fun. Last I checked, having sex with a virgin, not fun.
Yeah, but I actually pictured it in my head, and you go for something, and then she's uncomfortable, and she's like, you know what, no, I'm sorry, I can't do this. And then she's like, I'll give you half your money back, though. And she's like, what the hell? And then if you make a big deal out of it, you're the bad guy. And now you're kind of rapey.
So again, you're not painting a great picture. All this still supports my theory. This is bad.
No, it's not like she's going to suck you off first or anything. You don't get the full treatment.
It's medical.
It's just
basically.
A conquering thing. A lot of men like that. Not, I mean, when I was a virgin, men used to be like, well, you're a virgin? Mm-hmm. And they used to see, I mean, this was back in like my...
Eighth grade, right? Yeah.
No. It was in college, and I felt like everyone was like, oh, really? Yeah. And they wanted to kind of get in there. Mm. But
once that's happened, they're like, oh. Not into it.
Yeah. Are you on the pill?
Yes.
True. That's how I lost my virginity. Are you on the pill?
I actually, I've had sex with exactly three virgins. Okay. Three. What?
That's unbelievable.
Lot, right?
I don't think I've ever had sex with a virgin.
And what I wouldn't give to relive those encounters is any money.
All right, again, proving my point. Yeah. And did you have enough bleach for those sheets? That was the other question.
I didn't do it at my place. I don't need her dad knowing where I live. No, two of them I married. So there can be some disastrous results if you have sex with a virgin, you know? I mean, the other one, she ain't around no more. You know what, though?
Translation, Pat killed her.
She's dead. I wouldn't...
Those Michelles.
She paid me. I wouldn't do it for $200. I wouldn't do it if they paid me $200. On the other hand, for $201, for $201, I'll have sex with any female on the planet between 17 and 57, less than 400 pounds with fewer than 11
Rage.
Cats.
Yeah.
God bless. That's 11. God bless.
Fewer than 11 cats. That's important. Okay.
You do buy them dinner and you go out, you know, to eat if you're going to have sex with them, right?
Like, oh, Jesus. I never have sex with a woman unless I've taken her out to a lavish dinner and a theater show, you know?
Well, of course.
And then dancing.
Translation, Off-Broadway and lobster.
Champagne.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a couple maybe, hundred.
Yeah, fish sticks. A lot of virgins wait for the right guy. This girl's practical. You may never meet the right guy. You'll always find the highest bidder. Yeah. I guess someday my prince will come. And buy me off the internet like a box of light bulbs from Amazon. Yeah, it's okay. Well, you know, there's a lot of jokes here. We've talked about this too long. Sex with a virgin.
Right. Not long enough.
I just point this out, though. It's the only thing where there's a premium on having absolutely no experience.
Wow.
That's you know? True. Nothing else is like, you know, what, I've never done this surgery. Oh, my God, I'll give you $1 million. So it's perverse and it's unfair. Yes. She's going to get 100 grand while right now at the Port Authority is a very, very experienced woman and man, you know, sucking cocks for like $35.
Oh, wow.
Perverse and unfair, isn't it? I mean, that's true, right? A woman and man are down. I mean, same
dude. Think about the $35 thing.
I know. That's
true. You can, no, you can get Jersey right now.
Oh, come on. You can get blown for $35 in the city, right? Over on 9th Avenue by the Port Authority?
No, yeah, you probably...
I mean, you know, if they need crack bad enough.
Yeah.
What's the... Have you paid for a blowjob ever? Because I have not.
I have not.
Peter?
You'll pay one way or
I'm not against
another.
It. Right. I'm absolutely pro paying for a blowjob, but A, I'm usually broke, and B, like, you get enough whiskey in you over a lifetime, you stop caring. Yeah, you don't have that kind of sex drive anymore. That was too much. In a weird way, though, my alcoholism has saved me a lot of money.
Alcoholism can really be
really can
lesser of two evils sometimes.
Sometimes, yes.
Look at this. How about this? Like, she's not even broken in yet, and she's already selling her fucking pussy, like taking bids like it's fine art. A pussy auction. That's the way to kick off your adult life.
She thinks highly of herself, I guess.
Yeah, her highest bid's $10,000. He should have pooled his money with 9 other friends and done it as a team.
Mm-hmm. Oh. That.
And I'm sure someone's got a bachelor party coming up.
Jason, that would be actually
the entertainment.
Okay. I wonder if she would actually go for that. Like, if
10 guys.
If they all.
I mean, if she doesn't spell it out via the contract of the payment for virginity, why not? I mean.
Yeah, like you didn't say.
Well, kind of.
Yeah.
Well, if we get technical, after the first guy, she's technically not a virgin anymore.
Oh, 10 guys at once.
Oh, all yeah, 10 dicks in there at the same time.
Oh. Yet again, the Japanese businessman theory. How about the octopus? Do you have room for octopus?
It's just a bukkake, another Japanese term.
No virgin can fit that amount of dick under a pussy first time.
No. You're no virgin.
Again, it doesn't make sense. Guys want a girl that can teach them something. Last I checked, virgins can't do that. Yes. Like, it just doesn't sound fun.
My show brought to you by...
It doesn't sound fun.
My show brought to you by Unwifeable.
I'll do the male version of that book.
Eddie Stadmiller. Yeah. Unwifablebook.com. That's right. You know, and that's what I said. The first two women I married were virgins. The third one, not. Oh, certainly not. I mean, if you read the book, you'll know. You figure like that's a woman who's more like you, lost interest in sex to a certain degree.
Can still have interest in it.
Yeah, I think you know more about your sex when you've had it.
We have a phone call. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Alex Jones is on the line.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Hey,
give us your info world.
What? Hey, what's Mr. Jones? How are you?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. It's so good to hear from you. It's been a little while. How's life?
Man, it's all right. You know, we're constantly battling the globe on a daily basis. It's a struggle, Pat.
Oh, God, I know. Yeah, sure is, I'm sure. Is there anything we can do?
Well, sure. Just support InfoWars, InfoWars.com. Buy my deodorant, buy the toothpaste. It all helps, man.
All right. Well, it sounds a little like a pyramid scheme, but I'm into it. If you don't mind me asking, are there any vitamins or anything in that, like any kind of a supplement to make me healthier?
Well, all we use is natural oils, peppermints, bark, things that just clean your teeth pretty good, you know? know.
Sheesh. Okay. Sounds good. So how's life since you've kind of become a little bit scarce on the internet?
Well, that's the thing, Pat. There's very few places I can actually go and speak the truth.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's why I'm on your show right now.
Mm-hmm. That's what I figured. You just run out of homes to go to.
Absolutely.
Alex, tell me about it. What's happening out there? And where are you at the anti-globalist headquarters there, wherever that is?
Yeah, I'm in my deep underground bunker. Oh. You know, HQ.
Deep underground bunker sounds almost sexual.
The reason why I called your show today is I'm sure you and your listeners are well aware of the wildfires affecting California.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the campfire that burned down paradise.
Yeah, I mean, it's terrible. It really is terrible. But, you know, it makes you wonder, was it a natural disaster or was it intentional, Pat?
Yeah, I hadn't even thought about that. It could have been intentional, I guess. But who would do
a false fire flag?
Who would do such a thing?
Well, I decided to do some digging, Pat, and well, Malibu had a laundry list of failed property listings in recent history. You know, rich celebrities asking too much for their bloated California homes and not getting the asking price. So what do?
Jewish lightning.
Yes.
Exactly, Pat. You took the words right out of my goddamn mouth.
Didn't mean to do that.
But I have documents proving that the Hollywood elite, with help from the globalists, they scorched their own fucking neighborhoods.
Really? Oh, my God.
Yeah, all in order to collect some elaborate insurance scam.
You're talking about, who's it, Gerard Butler?
Yeah, they got Gerard Butler down there. You got Miley Cyrus. Who else? Fucking Kanye West.
Wow.
Yeah, and they're all affected, Pat. They're all colluding together.
When I think globalist, I think Britney Spears or whoever you said. Miley Cyrus, yeah, who's a very sexy. Oh, my God. Is not Miley Cyrus one of the sexiest things you've ever seen?
She's got a crackhead looking, Pat, for my taste. I don't know.
Oh, maybe we got different tastes. So James Woods had to go down there and save some of those people, right?
Did he really?
Yeah.
Alex, you're supposed to be on top of this.
No, I'm sure he knew.
I don't watch the news sometimes, Pat.
I know it gets to be kind of a thing. Well, is there anything what are you going to do about it? I mean, how can we keep them from getting all their insurance money?
I don't know, Pat. I guess we just spread awareness.
All right.
I mean, shit, there's still like 1,000 people missing. How's that even possible?
1,000 people missing. That's what happened the last time I headlined in Indiana. Same thing. And I said the same thing. How could this happen?
Well, I mean, I'm thinking it could be hit squads. You think it was hit squads in Indiana?
People
are constantly trying to shut you down, Pat. I mean, Jesus.
Yeah.
You never know what lengths people will go.
Yeah, it could be hit squads. Could be, indifference.
So
they're sort of the same. Alex, it's great hearing from you, and I'm going to plug you again, Infowars.com.
Thank you so much, man.
All right, man. Thanks for calling.
Listen, I got to take a shit. I'll talk to you later.
Oh, dear. Jeez, Alex.
It was unnecessary to say that.
I don't know why
he said. The phone call was over.
It was already, yeah, he kind of, it seemed like he was trying to get that in.
Sure.
Maybe it's a coded message or something.
Mm.
It also almost sounded like he was taking a shit while he was talking. That's what I was worried about. Yeah. Mm.
Maybe that was it.
There's a lot of concentrating while he was ending a sentence, yeah.
Trying to reel in a turtle head the whole time. Made him sound a little throaty. Florida man in the wrong neck of the woods Tuesday. He's become a viral sensation. This guy has, I don't know if you saw, an extremely long, it's in the build here, the picture of the guy's neck. And
it's unbelievable.
Yeah, you're thinking like a long neck, oh sure. I mean, it's...
Like guest on the Tucker Carlson show?
The one right after that headline one, yeah. I mean, so this guy's name is Charles Dion McDowell, arrested on charges fleeing, eluding police. Possessing meth. Look at that. Oh, that's ridiculous, isn't it? How long that neck is.
God damn.
That's scary.
That one just looks blurry. The one on the left is actually legit. His neck is this big.
It looks like Frank.
The next slide has his real neck, I think.
Oh,
it's actually outside of the picture.
The next one is, there it is.
Damn.
I guess it's not. Go to the see if the next one has the. Yeah, that's it. The obviously.
Now I'm worried about his job.
Very sloppy situation. Situation. Yeah, go to the link. I guess if there is one, maybe you can just look at the guy's real neck. But it's long as shit. His 31-year-old. He's got a trunk size neck. That neck is actually pretty long. He's a guest at the Gold Star Hotel with a bond of $57,000. See, that's
there. Oh my god.
Real deal neck.
You didn't have to Photoshop that. That's just like crazy on its own.
Yeah, that's why I was late, actually. Photoshopping a long-necked photo of this guy. But I mean, Jesus Christ, that can't be real even, right?
He's got his entire family Bible tattooed on his neck because it's that big. Look at that. Unfucking believable.
I mean, if you got a neck like that, you should really, sell it for the advertising. Coca-Cola, something.
$100,000.
That's wasted advertising.
If he tried to pull some Mike Brown shit, he's like, he put me in a headlock, it'd be like, bullshit. There was only three officers on the scene.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Giraffe, motherfucker. You didn't have a whole team of people on you.
That shoulders are in his neck.
That guy swallows. He doesn't know he's full until the next day. Guys, acid reflux.
The money's still in his throat.
How do you tell when your glands are swollen when you're sick? Mm. They're just already swollen.
I might stand alone on this, but the lazy smile is really what gets me.
Oh.
On top of that awful neck.
You're a fan?
Actually, I have to say, it's not a bad smile for a mugshot. You see a lot of them, and usually if they try to smile, they go total goofball. And this guy's a relaxed smile. Yeah. I guess he's been arrested a number of times. Of course, he had some meth
probably helps.
And coke, so he's probably still coming off of that a little bit.
Yeah.
That guy's neck, does that say anything about his dick? Is it like big neck, big dick?
God.
That's how it goes.
Or is it, it goes like brown skin, big dick, I think is what it is.
Yeah, there is that too.
That guy's probably packing.
That's not exactly a meth smile, is it? Like, unless he's really coming down right there. Like, a meth smile is, like, scary. Like, he looks calm.
With all those white teeth. Big, pearly, nice white teeth.
Nice teeth.
Yeah, he has teeth. Exactly.
He's deformed.
And he hasn't had any nose surgeries.
Yeah, there's no wounds.
Heard that happens sometimes.
Sure. There are no open wounds. Like, yeah, that does not look very methy.
No scabs.
Oh, yeah. Damn. Now that's meth. That is meth.
How'd you get my family photos? My two kids, Ree and Tard.
It's like updated soundtrack to Deliverance right there. Add Deliverance and then bit of meth. Got that.
Yeah. Too much playing of the Jew's harp. You know that instrument? Vibrates against your teeth?
Oh, yeah.
Eventually, you're going to put a tooth out.
Yeah. Sounds cool, though.
You're the fugitive. Okay. Well, wow, so many news stories. We already did my long neck thing, right? We already did that, the picture.
I think that was next. Did we get to that yet?
The guy with the long neck should fuck the virgin. Mm. And
there you go.
Probably got $100,000.
She might die. Like, yeah, I don't know.
That'd be absolute murder.
She's like, I guess I did. Did she have writer refusal? I wonder.
She has to.
She would think so. We don't know the contract. Well, this burglar was, the vending machine in a burglar situation. He couldn't get out of it. He knew his target. This video shows a man at a Miami's Dominion Tower apartment building pushing a vending machine into an elevator where police say he took it to the 8th floor. He was quite brazen, all caught on camera. He stole the whole vending machine. He would either take the money or also take the vending machine. That's like, look at this.
Wow.
This guy is going, no one will notice.
He's stealing a vending machine.
He was quite brazen, and he was all caught on camera.
This vending machine heist happened back in May at Dominion Tower Northwest 10th Avenue in Miami. Watch as he takes his precious time maneuvering the big machine from the corner and then scoots it inch by inch. After about 3 minutes, he pushes the machine full of food onto the elevator and takes it from the first floor to the 8th.
When he got to the 8th floor, he pushed it onto the hallway, and it appears that he was intending to take the money that was inside the vending machine.
The machine was found with damage to the money slot, and with no luck getting inside, he took off. with no cash and no food.
And a pack
what he
of
wanted
Doritos.
To do was either take the money or also.
What
take
was
the
end game here?
Yeah, like,
I suppose
he gave up too.
He wanted the money, right? But he goes, you know, there's cameras out here and shit. They're going to see me stealing money. I'll take it back to my room and rob it there.
Good like, Lord.
I just like that a more articulate Bobo was the news reporter for that story.
Oh, right.
It did sound
more articulate, you say. Okay.
More, yes. More.
Okay. Exactly. I think he was right. The guy was, he's still on the loose.
Is he really?
Slim man in his 50s or 60s. Yeah, he got away with it.
You know, lock up all those vending machines in the dorm halls.
And by the way, I've told you this before. I used to know some people that worked at the news desk at Fox News. I know, crazy. And they would always tell me that whenever there was a slow news day, they would just type in Florida and gone wrong. In Google News, and they would get just wrong. Florida news, and like if you type in gone wrong, like a convenience store gone wrong, you get a lot of video, and Florida, you're going to get some good stuff, yeah.
That's actually a
and that would be their lead stories, yes.
Vending machine.
Thanks, Florida.
He didn't even get like a Musketeers or anything from that. Like, I wouldn't want to walk away with something.
Just whack it with a crowbar, you know, and just go in there and get your snacks. What's the big deal? Florida, we've covered a lot of. We did a special about Florida, you know, and we did it as crackers.
I don't blame you.
And I think we had, Ryan Katz Rivera has a cracker.
That was a cracker. Yeah.
Brilliant. Yes.
I wasn't great the smartest tool in the shed.
Yeah. Well, hell, a lot of that. A lot of long pauses.
Yeah. But anyway. It's a piece of art, basically.
Yeah. I love we still owe everybody another one of those. We skipped it this last summer. But we'll do another Florida special. Oh, and Trump will be coming up on Thursday. We're not taking the fucking week off like a bunch of faggots.
True. That's right.
Just because of one Thanksgiving day? I'm going to go to the parade. Mm-hmm. You know why? It's going to be cold and windy. You know
and
what that means?
You hate life, and that's why you're going. Yeah.
I hate life, but I love the color guard's hard nips.
You're
waving flags. Wait a second. The city will pay $300,000 to a detective who said her boss flashed her and sent her pictures of his penis.
I mean,
$300,000 for being flashed and seeing pictures of dick pics.
Wish like my ex-boyfriends were cops. Like if I got like a lawsuit from that, like I live in her shoes.
I don't know if you're dating them. Do you still get the money though? You know, I mean, it's like no longer it's appropriate at that point. If you're dating somebody, they can send you all the dick pics they want. Just like they can have sex with you whenever.
But you know, technically, when I said he was my boyfriend, he refused that label, so I could turn it around.
Oh wow. Who is this? The latest?
Not the latest, but close after.
You're divorced, right?
Yeah.
So you have a show called The Divorce Diaries.
Yes, I do.
And is it actual diaries you kept while getting divorced?
It's stories from post-divorce mainly, and kind of what's happened after I've gotten divorced.
The pre-divorce might be more interesting, you know, because you always wonder what led to this.
Yeah,
what led you to this lowly state.
Yeah. I do a little bit of my pre-divorce. I think I was just like, I was like the virgin. I was like, oh, this is the first guy and second guy I slept with, so I'm going to fall madly in love with him and live the dream, and that was not.
How long were you guys together?
We were together all total almost 10 years.
Wow.
We got married. We were together for 4 years, but I didn't know what I wanted, you know, sexually, I guess you'd say. Or I did. I guess I
not
didn't
him,
know.
Barely.
Yeah, back then, I think that's...
Okay, over the line. But, all right.
You gave us a family shot.
Out. Oh, boy.
I think that's what kind of led to it, where I was very naive and thinking, you know, this would
work. What do you want sexually?
You know, someone doesn't know what they're doing, so...
And he didn't.
No virgins, right?
That's the theme of the show.
I think, actually, you shouldn't say someone that knows what they're doing, but someone who can emotionally connect. And I know that's, like, a very woman thing. For me, I need to emotionally and sexually connect to the person, and they need to be big and burly.
They need to be big and burly. I love that. You know, if
everybody
emotionally
is
Hispanic.
And they need to also be an ape.
I have a
connection, but they have to be just Sasquatch.
Well, I have
a thing for Latin
men, and my ex was not. We were talking about this before. He was the opposite. And I'm Italian, so either that or Italian.
He's the opposite of Latin?
He's Irish.
You just went hairy. You went hairy.
Hairy, big, that like can like have like romance, but also like pin me down to the ground.
And you want him to be speaking Spanish?
Romance, yeah. But also he likes tailgating.
Tailgating. Yeah, yeah. And also, like, you know, he's educated, but he's rough around the edges.
He's into eating pussy, but he's into eating pussy. Like, longer than you want.
Yes!
You have to threaten to call 911. Yeah, that's how you know when to stop, when she threatens to call the police. Okay, fine. Now I believe you.
I just felt like there's so many guys that have sent me those kind of pics, like, since being divorced. I'm like, wow, you got a settlement for it? Like, it, I guess I just felt like it was interesting.
Well, yeah, I guess
no woman.
No, I know, it's harassment.
No woman wants a dick pic.
Not really. No, it doesn't really do anything.
I mean, I think that's.
It just doesn't. It's like a.
Andrea wants a dick pic.
She's grown.
Nobody has my phone number. That's the only conclusion I can
put Andrea's phone number up.
Yes, so please.
She can get some dick pics from.
I'll bring it to you, Drew.
Both of our viewers.
Or she's really going to do it.
It's interesting to look at that.
She's really
going to
do it.
Yeah, you guys are not visual creatures.
Put her in the green screen. Send a dick pic to Andrea.
That's exactly it. It's not a
send dick pics too. That way people can screen grab it, you know, and put it out. Yeah. No, you guys didn't have to stop talking. It was it.
No, I think that the dick pic thing lost. Like, it's not like we're not really doing nothing with it. So, I would get turned off if a guy was like, "Do you want to see a picture?" No, I don't.
He would ask first? Jesus. Enthusiastic consent.
He would want, because he, my, what, there's been many of them, not many, but guys who show, oh, hey, you went, I don't like the picture thing. I think if I'm with somebody and I want to be personal with that, but the guy, I don't really need to see it.
Or, you know, like, pictures are nice, but for a different purpose in a relationship. You take a picture together, right? So, I mean, like, your pussy and his dick in the same picture, and then send that to friends. Make a Christmas card out of it.
I think the female body is a lot different than what the male body is on a, and then, like, that kind of
good,
right?
As opposed to bad. Yeah.
By the way, you know, I live in Chelsea, and I can tell you, if you're looking for big burly guys, there's a ton of them down there. Yeah. They wear tank tops and shit. I mean, like, they look like real men's men, you know, so.
And Latin, then there you go.
Oh yeah, tons of that. A lot of diversity. You want a diversity. So she just relieved it over. It's taken a long time. My God, how long ago did she get? She got a dick pic in 2012. That's pretty. That, see, they were still avant garde then.
Yeah,
that was still a thing. Like, wow.
They were hand painted.
A dick.
She looks
bad. She is not happy about it. That is her right after she got the dick pic. She's like, not happy about it. No.
Really dysfunctional.
No. I will not have that dick pic.
I think it was just a bad looking dick. It says somewhere in the article, like, she likes good dick pics.
Was it just like skinny and not? Not like thick.
It was a flaccid dick pic, and she was offended.
It wasn't burly. It wasn't.
I had somebody send me once a picture of their shorts and like a half chub, and I was like, "What is this? What is that
you're
supposed
like,
to do?"
Yeah. Anthony Wiener, I appreciate your artistic impression.
Look, if you're just gonna like shit on dick pics across the board, get into the finer points.
No,
it's just half a chub shit. Insulting.
Well,
I
thought it was
full
a
veiny erection.
I was appreciative that I made somebody feel that way, but I also felt like, well, I don't understand the point of this.
Oh, yeah.
Really? The weird thing is he probably had that saved.
So funny.
He probably took that like 2 years ago. He's like, hey, maybe you like this one. Yeah.
He definitely saved
that.
The best
good lighting.
She takes it totally personally. Like, this is her erection that she caused. Oh, like, that she created.
Oh,
I've created this.
You're lucky if it's even his dick.
That's true. Do we want to just remind the fellas out there that if they want to, send their dick pics right there to Andrea.
And oh my God, Andrea, you don't actually put your number on there.
She said it 100 times that she's okay with it.
Oh, good Lord.
And
oh,
wow. Anybody that sends their dicks in, we will show it on air. So
yes,
be ready.
True.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow. I mean, we can't promise that.
I got one.
I'm not going to show all the dick pics necessarily, but it's subject to. So,
she'll leave their credentials.
Thank you for mentioning that. I can't. I got a lot of guys send them. I'm not going to put 15.
I mean, really, I feel like putting my phone number out on the show is a bit more reliable dating app than Bumble.
That's true.
Oh, wow. And having dick pics sent to you is like it's a great way to break the ice.
It is. I mean, we've already got past an awkward stage. Makes sense. All right.
Already got one?
Already sent one. Wow. You're already getting dick pics.
By the way,
the first five, you get.
Show this phone number.
Oh, boy.
Kind of show me a.
Yeah, just.
Perhaps Photoshopped. I don't know.
I do not think this was thought through.
Your Puerto Ricans represented there. That's all I got to say.
Quiet.
the fuck?
This is gonna be
you
bad.
You touched
news.
Off a real fucking thing over there with sending that dick pic. She just like she's so overwhelmed with arousal, she can't stop talking. That's exactly what they
it
do.
Happens. Yeah.
This is probably the closest you've ever been while getting a dick pic too. That makes it
Yeah.
Don't they have some kind of airdrop thing on your phone?
Yeah,
if everybody has that, you can airdrop it to the whole room.
She doesn't have an iPhone.
Not suggesting
though.
You do that.
Right.
You're kind of suggesting that.
Yeah, maybe another room.
Yeah, right?
Like I haven't seen it 100 times.
It is impressive.
How do you think I'm on this show?
By showing me your dick pic.
That's right.
Still thinking about it. Still waiting for it, Ryan.
He's waiting here. That's the
put that thing point. Away, she fired back at him. As it says, like, he sent her the dick pic. She said, put that thing away. Can we see the picture of her again? Is that...
She's angry. She's not happy.
Yeah, I just closed it. Stand by. Okay, here it is.
Oh, okay, because oddly... Look at her.
No,
she's so angry.
Does not like.
Her reaction was so different from yours, Andrea. Yeah. She's like...
How's that
because
not a
I'm
meme?
White.
Face got all long and shit.
That's a meme.
At first, I thought it was the dick pic itself. That's how unpleasant it is to look at. She's like, oof, man. That's a tall woman, wouldn't you say?
She seems like the kind of person that doesn't like any jokes at all.
No, you know? Yeah. Yeah.
Those Joey Ramone arms.
By the way, the only reason you think that she's tall is because we've got this small little thing in the right over there. I don't think you know how this screen thing works. Like, we're just smaller in the corner.
No,
that's
5'4" height right there. No, I'm
all right,
sure.
Never mind.
Pretty sure this is to scale.
Okay.
She's growing!
Oh, God, she's about to eat us! She's about to eat us!
Ooh, she looks so angry.
Can I attach myself to that Joey Ramone thing?
Ask if I want a dick pic. I say no. I want to be seducted.
That's all I got.
Nice.
Yes. Hey, ho. Let's go to the next story. For God's sake, it's a long one.
Good segue.
Why not? Yeah. Yes. That was good. Give me my little thing. Do we have that?
Yeah, your little dick? What thing?
I want my little dick to write across.
Would you be great?
No, do that.
The dick segue, dick way. Lots of dead dogs in Jersey. They arrested a woman. They said kept 200 dogs in deplorable conditions. Donna Roberts of Shamonga Township has been charged with Shamonga animal cruelty. Detectives found 162 living dogs and 44 dead. 44 dead, individually packaged in plastic bags and stored in freezers throughout the home. That's not mental illness. That's trying to preserve some sense of order. Is that right?
Thank you.
They're dying so quickly. I don't have time to bury all these dogs. I'll cut them up. And they're not cut up. They're just put in bags throughout the home. Let's listen.
That one apparently is alive.
Dead dogs from the home while helping more than 160 other dogs who survived. Our Bruce Gorin's live on the scene. Bruce, this was breaking news last night. And here we go. So many people wondering. Why so many dogs there?
Yeah, Lucy, this had all the earmarks of an unauthorized breeding operation, but state police would not confirm that. What we know for certain is the dogs were taken out of this home today or in an unbelievable condition. Those dogs were living in a miserable existence, and frankly, some of them did not make it out alive.
Freezer.
Against a soundtrack of barking dogs, animal welfare workers cradled bedraggled pups waiting for care inside a mobile triage trailer.
They're all the same
during
breeds.
A two-day search
inbred.
And raid,
like,
assisting the Burlington
have,
County
all
Health
them,
Department,
all their mom
and prompted by
related.
A crackdown by
the
Shamong
dog was
Township
retarded.
Officials,
how would you know?
New Jersey State
True.
Police verified what neighbors here had long
it would
believed.
Be like Arf, it'd be like,
this unassuming home on Oak Shade Road was instead a house of horrors.
Your reaction to see this finally
happen? Praise the Lord. This is awesome.
I love
police
a lot
removed
of dead dogs.
44 dead dogs and 161 other pups of varying ages, aww. Breeds, and medical conditions, including infections, overgrown nails, matted fur.
The odor
Burlington
of
County
feces.
Prosecutor's Office said 65-year-old Donna Roberts,
me.
The resident
I mean,
here, was arrested and charged with animal cruelty.
A lot of fleas,
Detective
you know.
Sergeant Ian
nails,
Finkel was not authorized to appear
fur.
On camera, but described for Fox 29
her dream
the sights, sounds, and smells.
As long as she's not a virgin.
The deceased dogs were found individually packaged in plastic and stored in freezer chests throughout the residence. The dogs were found to be both inside and outside. living in their own waste. There's an overwhelming odor in there of animal waste and ammonia. Actually caused some of our troopers to become nauseous and dizzy.
Removed from this place are on their way to local shelters and to the homes of volunteers willing to adopt or foster them. Salvation after a life of living hell.
What goes through your mind when you see this raid today?
This is a great one.
Justice.
Justice.
For the dogs.
Authorities. Witchcraft.
How do you think a BLM member
to clarify?
Yeah, you know what I mean? They always, that's everything. So, justice for the dogs. I guess she's getting justice, right? That's how it works. You have to pay for your crime. Dogs don't get justice. They get, you know, they get fed and they get, they do nothing. They live their whole life. And I mean, like those dogs, none of them had to work. There's work dogs. They didn't work. None of them are care animals. They weren't, I mean, like, really, a bunch of sponges, you know? You could see where you'd be like, I got to get rid of some of these dogs. I got too many. She probably...
I don't get the bit about saving them in the freezer after they're dead. Though.
Yeah, I don't get that
either. That's the part I don't understand.
Yeah. You got to eat, though, right?
Oh, excellent point. Yeah. Why go to the market when the meat is right there?
Homemade Chinese.
Fuck you.
You know what? Actually, I bet we're going to find out that was actually a thing.
Well, dog food.
Yeah, yeah. I bet they actually were eating them.
Oof.
Egg dog soup.
I bet that was a thing, yeah.
General Dog's Chicken.
They literally are. She was literally making doggy bags.
Oh, I want to take a moment to thank our sponsors. Doggy bags.
Right?
Doggy bag!
Egg roll over.
Oh, shit.
Nice.
Dash with subs.
A fried dough. Fried dough.
Fried dough.
Fried dough.
Fried dough.
I want to take a moment to thank our sponsors at Rocket Mortgage.
Doggy bag.
By Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Buying a home, boy, it could be one of the most important decisions you'll ever make. You don't want a home full of dead dogs. I wonder if that she probably has to, reveal that, right? When she goes to sell that house, it's going to be known as the dog house.
Yeah, I want to crop that broker.
Who let the dogs out? Who put the dogs in the freezer?
You have to pay for that song because you've sent enough lyrics.
You're right.
Yeah.
Your browser was showing.
I think, and I probably won't get paid for the ad either. I'm doing a shitty read. But, it can be. This is Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Of course, it could be an important purchase. But today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments, which can turn a great experience into an anxious one. That's why Quicken Loans created their exclusive power buying process. Here's how it works. They check your income, assets, and credit to give you a verified approval. That gives you the strength of a cash buyer, making your offer more attractive to sellers. Imagine that. Once verified, you qualify for their exclusive rate shield approval. They'll lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. See, you lock that interest rate. That's why you got to go there first. Because for 90 days, if you found the one, if rates have gone up, you still get that same rate. It stays the same. But if rates have gone down, you get to keep the new lower rate. And I'll even lower it. Either way, you win. It's the kind of thinking you'd expect from America's largest mortgage lender. Of course, I'm talking about Quicken Loans. To get started, go to rocketmortgage.com/compound. Now, I need you to do that. I don't think I get paid if you don't do that. rocketmortgage.com/compound. That's rocketmortgage.com/compound. Rate shield approval only valid in certain 30-year purchase transactions. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply based on Quicken Loans data in comparison to public data records. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number, consumeraccess.org number. 30-30. We don't ask much from you here, but we need you this week to buy a house. Quicken Loans, Rocket Mortgage.
By the way.
Jesus.
You just lost it.
I like the sweet.
By the way, how the fuck did Joanne and I not have rocketmortgage.com? We never do anything as morbid as 62 dead frozen dogs. Pat's got this fucking thing. We don't have it. What are we doing wrong? Jesus.
I got to say.
Well, we got to start trafficking in dead animals more.
I'm equally flummoxed by that, Bill. That doesn't make a lot of sense. I'm talking because I know we're selling a ton of houses for them. I mean,
no, I have to point
loans,
out, you don't
rather.
Even solicit dick pics.
That's true.
I mean, you guys
maybe we should start.
Joanne doesn't have to solicit them. She gets
enough,
them.
She's
getting them. You getting any in there?
Miss New York. Wow. What a woman.
Before that, Miss Hell's Kitchen.
By the way, watch. Oh, was she really?
What?
That's how she got to Miss New York. She was Miss Hell's Kitchen first. You got to work your way up, Pat. Come on.
She's like Miss Third Avenue or something. Or she's like Miss My Address.
This corner of Lexington and 3rd.
Lincoln Tunnel. I mean, there is a pecking order, guys. You got to understand how this Patches stuff works.
So many beautiful women in New York, too. So that's quite, it's the most populous state, isn't it?
I don't see beauty.
Up there. You don't see, I don't see beauty. I only see color.
Well, right now.
Jesus. Watch Morning. God, you know, I'm sure everybody who watches this show is watching that show, for God's sake. Justice for the Dogs. Well, there's, you know what? Serial Killers.
It's our new name.
Always
Justice for the Dogs with Bill and Joe. That's what we're going to change it to.
Wow, that's a great title for a show. A man convicted of 3 California murders. He's long suspected numerous other. He says he was involved in 90 killings nationwide, spanning nearly 4 decades. They've corroborated about a third, according to a Texas prosecutor. This is in Ector County, where the district attorney, Bobby Bland, it's a very hip, cool, bluesy era little town in Texas.
Ooh.
That guy looks, you know, like he's been around killing for 4 decades.
I love that Heather
And that he could narrate his killings, perhaps.
Oh. Well, wait.
And a Dufresne. Tried
wait
to
get a second, Pat. If they have confirmed at least a third of that, wouldn't that make him the most prolific serial killer still in at least American history?
Hmm. You know,
there's like a Russian guy that probably did more, but like that's got to be the biggest serial killer ever.
Well, it's one of the deadliest globally was an English general practitioner named Harold Shipman, who an investigative panel determined was responsible for the deaths of 250. But that's that's in England. That's in England.
Okay. But in America?
Prosecutors said a little.
Yeah.
The guy who was on the show last week.
They could only prove so many murders, though. They could not prove this man's actual count.
That's true.
Verified 30, though. Couldn't they confirm?
Well, 30, all right.
Henry Lee Lucas, were they able to confirm that?
Yeah, they did a lot. H.H. Holmes, it was only like 20-something murders.
I love the stats on these.
Lucas? Yeah. Henry Lee Lucas, how many murders? I think he claimed to have some number, and I don't know if they...
I love that we're doing this like baseball averages on a baseball card. Where we're like 13, like, all right. did he maim someone? I mean, that's pretty well, you know, that's at the very least an RBI.
It would make him one of the most prolific killers. Ted Bundy confessed to 30. John Wayne Gacy killed at least 33 boys and young men.
Oh, I didn't know it was that many.
Yeah, John Wayne Gacy was like he was a real killer's killer. Clown outfit and everything. I mean, he kind of pioneered that look for scary killers. And he also managed a Kentucky Fried Chicken, I believe.
Yes.
God bless.
John Wayne Gacy was basically when clown phobia started, I assume.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's started it, yes.
And he also did paintings of clowns once he was
himself
in,
as a clown. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
people
yeah.
People who go to clown school to try to just make kids happy, they just really ruined their career.
And by the way, not to brag about where I'm from, but John Wayne Gacy, Chicago homegrown people.
Oh.
Woohoo! Yay! God
Bears.
God bless.
Bears. The pedophile killer. We got it. We got them both.
In a bag.
Pedophiles, God bless. God bless.
No, he was a pedophile that killed.
Oh, yeah.
Never mind. Well, let's see. Would have been better. 33 boys and young men. And the worst thing about killing a boy is getting blood on your clown suit.
That's a no-shitter. Raping.
Is that a Dave?
It is a how-to.
Is that an Intel joke?
An Attell joke? No, that's a street joke.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
Yes, I wouldn't steal from Attell.
Gotcha.
I steal from the streets.
That's hard, dog.
Yeah. Oh.
There's a guy Gacy right there.
Oh, God, look at that photo. Look at that.
Damn.
That.
Funny clown.
That will just stay in your nightmares right now.
It's like, which one are we more scared of here, you know? I mean, like.
Kill both to be sure.
Never bring in.
Looks like he could shoot some pool. That looks like a cool guy to me, you know?
That photo's got. Pennywise has nothing on that. That is so much.
That's a no shitter, Bill.
Try not to be creepy, but so much creepier.
Look under the makeup. You could tell his face is just like.
Oh, sinister.
Never hiring a clown for my
I think it's confirmation bias. I think he looks like one of the jollier clowns I've seen, actually.
Maybe.
You know?
Really?
I mean, like, yeah.
I'm trying to see past the hype.
Yeah, and, I mean, if he wasn't known to be a killer, you kind of go, well, he looks like he's wincing a little bit.
Yeah. It kind of looks like Artie Lang. It kind of really does.
And
did I ever tell you about the animal balloons?
If I put white makeup on, they won't see the white of my nose.
God.
I love you, Artie.
Did he do drugs? This guy's, by the way, the killer we're talking about is Samuel Little. I didn't want to get him mixed up with the DA, Bobby Bland. But
God, we were able to give him his promotion.
Samuel Little, yeah. So it confirmed. Wow, that's a pretty big deal. It's not every day you get one of the biggest serial killers.
That's a lot
of all time.
Just to follow up on what you said about that guy Lucas, when he was arrested, he confessed to as many as 600. What? But they can't confirm that all 600. But he's
counting.
All right. Yeah, that Jesus.
Now
oh my God.
Well, that's the thing with H.H. Holmes is he confessed to murders of
people Chicago.
Who are not even dead yet.
A lot of murders from Chicago.
Oh, so that's probably that's not too reliable.
Yeah. So confessions are not reliable.
Well, the Midwest is pretty good at this. I will see you, H.H. Holmes, and raise you, Jeffrey Dahmer. Right across the border over in Wisconsin, Jeffrey Dahmer tried to not only kill people, but make them sex zombies.
Yes.
Yeah, he would have tried to do brain surgery on them after he...
Now, who is this guy? I've never heard of this guy.
Jeffrey Dahmer?
It's about the numbers, though.
The weird effort involved in that is amazing to me. By the way, he was a good-looking dude.
By the way,
Jeffrey Dahmer was a handsome man.
Not my type.
Here's the thing with Jeffrey Dahmer.
I would be a sex zombie.
Latin.
Here's the thing with Jeffrey Dahmer that I found most interesting is that he had no formal training as a chemist. It seemed to be genetically transmitted from his father, who was an actual chemist. That's what blew my mind because I have no apprehension of carpentry whatsoever.
He is a good looking guy if you're into that stern conductor look.
Which, first of all, I am.
I want Jeffrey Dahmer to send me a dick pic right now. And
a brooding young cellist.
Very, very rotten.
He looks like a man who plays in the symphony orchestra.
A young cellist?
A brooding young cellist, yes. There was a movie about his early life, about his teenage years.
I never saw that.
Yeah, very
that.
Good.
Is it good?
It's very, very good. It's very fun to watch.
But why would I want to see his early life? I want to see him get to what made him Dahmer. I don't want to see him killing pets.
No.
Developmentally, that's probably what made him, right? To be a killer.
Well, he had to make the zombies. This is like when he's killing pets.
I want to see what cost.
You know what? It's like he was a goofball in high school. He was the one that was like, oh, yeah, Jeffrey will do it or whatever. He was always trying to make friends.
Mikey.
Yeah.
Mikey will eat it.
He'll eat it. Oh, what is this? Human flesh? He'll eat it.
See, he doesn't look so good.
Mikey will eat anything.
He only liked the dark meat, you know.
He's a fan of the dark meat.
He liked the young African-American gay fellows.
Yes.
One time, the cops came. They showed up, and the guy was outside going, you got to save me from this fucking guy, please. And he's like, he doesn't know what he's saying. And
brought him right back.
They were in the police station.
Now, you faggots work it out. You know what I mean? That's the cop's attitude.
Yep.
What do we look like? Dr. Phil for days?
I think I'm Donahue. Donahue. Current reference.
You're not the father. Is there anything else you want me to put?
Oh!
Love not being the father. We see some you're not the father moments.
I love that.
Oh, boy, that'll be fun. I love those. If the guy is the father, I've never seen one. I've never seen one where the guy's like,
I have.
Damn, that's cool. Right.
They'll like freak out. Oh, man, I am. Like Richard Bay, the Richard Bay show. They used to do that.
Oh, really? The guys would be like, no.
Two more times.
That's what I would say. I would start saying no and walk out of the building.
Right.
They would walk out. Bye. They would walk in. The camera would follow them.
No.
I would sing that song by the Zombies, Tell Her No. No. That's
a really song.
Yeah.
No. You know, on the way here, I saw a Maury on a subway.
Maury.
You know, a Maury subway thing. And it said, you told him you're only going to be 2 minutes late. The results say you're lying or something. It was pretty funny. He's holding like a little paper. It was like a subway specific thing.
Anything that'll shame the empty.
Yeah, that's what you always say. It's like, I'm going to be 2 minutes late. God damn, that's like written specifically for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm always pushing it. Yes. Well, okay, fuck that.
Florida also, stories. I will say this, like, Dahmer and most recently Whitey Bulger taught us two things that are kind of a cliche but also true. If you're a rat or if you're a child molester, you're not going to last long in prison.
No.
Other prisoners are going to kill you.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you will not last long. Dahmer got killed in prison. Bulger, once he got transferred, the Italians got him.
Let me say that, Bill Schultz, because the next Florida man story we have is a guy with a death wish, apparently, who he was arrested after he walked into a police station, asked to go to jail for downloading child porn on his phone.
God bless.
I mean, how could there be a better segue than that?
That was amazing, and I honestly did not know that was going to be the next story. Wow.
24-year-old Corey Hinch from Pensacola charged two counts of possession of child pornography and released after he posted $10,000 bond. He must have got in and got a lot of threats, you know. Like, Oh, yeah.
I heard you've child molested.
Before I put this picture up, I just want you to be prefaced that I'm about to put this picture up.
Don't so make it child porn.
Yeah, don't.
Oh, no, this guy's fucking face.
Yes, face.
That looks like
the... Fuck him. Is that the problem?
He already caught a load of jizz in his hair. He's using it for...
Yeah, it's just common sense.
Asks. Like, that's just...
He looks like a bit player in Friends. Like, yeah. This does not make sense.
Yeah, I wanted, like, somebody Phoebe dated briefly.
Yes.
Yeah. No, you're totally right. That's exactly what he looks
like.
That
is not what I was expecting.
Down to the expression. He could be David Schwimmer's understudy.
Yeah, I was just saying
that. Yeah, he looks like he's about to say, Joey, come on.
It's the Jews. Come on. It's the Jews.
He's doing a perfect mimic of Jack Ryan.
Yeah. Oh my
fucking
god.
Goofy he's office doing, guy turned action hero.
Doing David Schwimmer, you know? No friends.
Tom Cruise's unsuccessful cousin.
It does never happen in Friends, that somebody turns themselves in for child porn. And
I miss it. Like, what was his reasoning for turning himself in?
He said he showed an officer at the front desk images of a young girl engaged in sexual acts. He said he downloaded from the so called dark web. And after being read his Miranda rights, he gave a statement without the presence of an attorney, allowing police to look through his phone. They found two images portraying child pornography and arrested him. Two. He could serve up to 5 years and be forced to pay $5,000 fine. It doesn't say. He's no reasoning to it. No.
We have Florida, and we have this entire story, so I'm assuming meth, and probably meth. I think that's kind of why
you know what meth
that
does?
Was a good idea. Covers
bases.
I don't know.
And I'm never taking meth.
Bill has...
It's like, I gotta get child porn. I gotta go to jail.
I'm assuming.
But your theory, Pat, I thought was really good. It's like he probably got threats from people, where they were like,
that's why
we
wanted...
know.
Oh, right.
That's why
that was your theory, right?
He was gonna be like blackmailed or something.
Yeah.
And he said, I'd rather just get this jail shit over with. Yeah. Why even risk getting caught and going to jail when I can go right to jail?
Yeah, well, I think it might be maybe a severe consequence, your street justice,
And then he could prep for that mugshot where he's like, what are you gonna do?
Yeah. You guys win.
Jesus.
This guy's the dumbest child pornographer I've ever heard of, you know. Dumbest pedophile.
His facial expression was like, well, I turned myself in.
Everything with that. Everything with the actual arms and the shrug. That would have been a good one for a vagina mouth. We'll get that next week. Let's see. Who's this as a good kid? Concealed carry offense, blah, blah, blah.
Before the next one, why don't we go to a quick...
Oh, for Christ's sake, videos. That's what I've been missing this whole show. We're going to write it out on videos.
This is a different video. This is just one of our...
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Two men, at least.
She seems like she was 100% confident that this guy Andrew is the actual father of her child.
Andrew, you are not the father.
Guy loves not being the father.
I still got to not know everything.
I love that Maury just consoles her. Like he's. Listen, honey, you're still gonna get paid.
He's dancing. He's still dancing. Still dancing.
Every black person is celebrating. The only black person weeping is so
more than ever dancing now.
Did he stop yet? Maury, please tell me.
His boy in the audience.
Everybody in the audience, right?
Real father.
I think that some guys go on that show just so they can audition. You know?
Yeah, I. Yo, I got these moves, son.
Maury, tell me he ain't still dancing, please.
Oh, he's dancing. Sorry.
Yes, sorry. Keep it
How about
down.
Now, though?
Not showing any signs of slowing or stopping.
Did he do that jiggle thing with the arms?
He's doing every
the
move.
The wave. He was like.
He's developing new moves.
How's the audience taking it?
They're loving it. They're into it. They're clapping.
I heard boos, but.
No.
Okay.
They're not booing. They're saying.
Correctly.
That bitch is a loser.
Surely he's done now.
No.
Okay.
Not even close. Fuck. He's still dancing.
Is he doing?
It's been a decade.
Let's look at some shocking videos, right?
Hold on.
Have we not had any?
Yeah, we didn't get the regular email that has all them in there, but I have something lined up. I just got to get one.
Oh, yeah, we got the backlog we got to go to. Yeah.
Can I show this book that I just bought?
Yeah, yeah.
I went down an hour late to Anthony Cumia's
publicity.
To Anthony Cumia's book signing, but I was late. But I got this at the Barnes & Nobles. It's Anthony Cumia's permanently suspended. Okay. So I missed my chance to get it signed.
Very good. It's oddly touching. But,
now I'm being
It's like you could never get signed ever.
I know, that's what I said.
And
Jesus. You see what's going on?
Apparently, with every book, you get fondled by Andrea.
Yeah,
with every purchase.
It's in the foreword.
The first five dick pics.
Gets my book.
Dick pic number five gets a copy of Permanently Suspended. Be dick pic number five.
I've got jack shit, gents. Get on the stick.
I'm telling you. I don't know if that's a testament to no one watching our show.
Only women watch.
Here's my theory is
I'm blaming it on you.
Well, and that's true.
There is. Oh my God, Andy,
there is, Pat. With your experience, you understand what dick sucking lips look like. I know this from your experience.
From looking in the mirror, is that what you're trying to say?
Yes, exactly. Oh.
I thought she was trying to say I have dick sucking lips.
So I don't even understand this. So Pat just looks in the mirror. He's like, all right, this is working.
Well, I think from his.
Is that my wife you're talking about? Are you trying to say, from your experience, you know dick sucking lips when you see them?
From NFL coverage. So if anyone watches NFL coverage, they should know.
Your lips would work for a sucking.
Exactly. Ryan understands.
All lips is dick sucking lips.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah.
All of them.
Cue the dancing.
My parents are never seeing this.
That's too bad.
I'm definitely not teaching my child.
You would have said that when you had send dick pics here. Maybe that would be the time when you'd say I'm ashamed of myself.
I am perpetually. I'm just throwing out the disclaimer now, though.
Send them in, boys.
I'm shocked you'd invite Joanne with me for this. I think she'd be perfect for this very atmosphere.
I think you're right. I think
she actually would be fine.
Oh, would she really? No, she's not a goody-goody, is she?
No, not at all. No.
Yeah,
she's on Red Eye, man.
She's what?
She was on Red Eye.
She was more of a goody-goody back then. But Gino has turned her. It's like Stockholm Syndrome. You're around Gino enough.
How did Gino get to be on your show so much? Just he hangs around and then just.
Hey, he's on before us. I'm like, we might as well have some Gino. Jesus. It's almost like any type of venereal disease. You don't want it, but after a while you get used to it. And then it just shows up.
How do we ever live without this?
Gino is the herpes of compound media. Every once in a while.
Watch morning, every morning. It's about time that compound media had a morning show, and you guys do a great job. I love being on that show.
Same.
It really has gotten tight and funny and great.
Next week.
I'm on next week. I'll see you Monday. Looking forward to that. Yeah. Where can we see Divorce Diaries?
Well, Divorce Diaries will be at Broadway Comedy Club this Friday, Black Friday. Yes.
Oh, wow. Can I open?
Yes. Come on.
Yeah. A lot of divorce material.
Well, now
I'm
that
my
I
third
know,
wife.
I was going to say, and their name is Michelle, so I feel like you need to come down.
Oh, okay.
This Friday at Broadway Comedy Club, 7 o'clock p.m.
Yeah. Is that upstairs or down?
Downstairs. We're in the downstairs room, Black Friday.
It'll be a real draw.
It's going to be.
Okay. Well, 7 p.m. Broadway Comedy Club, Friday. Okay, so I'll be there. And
how about a shocking video?
We'll take it.
And permanently suspended. Get that.
Yes.
I'm shocked.
Video.
I hate hairless ones.
That's slightly crooked.
She's in the habit of doing that, and maybe a little faster next time too. Slightly quicker.
It's the program. I got to fix it. I don't know.
I remember this was covered on the NFL there.
That's an AK right there is what that is.
This is like right out of straight out of Compton.
Do you remember this one?
Oh, my goodness.
A crazy motherfucker named Ice Cube. That's what that is.
Scatter!
It looks like my ex-boyfriend that just ran off.
God damn.
Back on the street, my record is clean. I creep on my bitch with my Uzi machine. And I don't even, this is the action, you can't see what's going on.
I didn't even know that was you. I thought that was just the audio for this.
Really?
I had to look over and realize that.
I got a lot of rap voices.
America's most stand-up citizens there, just, hanging out, doing nothing
wrong. Waddle to safety.
She eventually decided to put a little pep in her step.
Look at that, man. Jesus.
Whoa. Is this a live feed right now?
Yeah, it's right outside.
Oh, okay.
All right, I guess, can we do our smoke break in here then? Whoa, I'm not going outside for a cigarette. That's happening right now.
Someone's taking it. Is this bullets?
Oh, look at that. Look. Oh.
What is happening? I didn't see this video. If I did, I was...
Oh, I am taking this from you guys for tomorrow.
Me remember this one.
What's going on? I think this is a movie.
Well, this is old because 2017, it says in the corner.
What the hell?
I can't read.
Oh, my God.
Bill's right. Bill's right. It's 2017.
Yeah, that's a year.
Look at that. Oh, wow.
This is like a time machine live feed into another dimension.
You should go, too,
sir. Just white, black and white.
That's the guy that's going to get shot. He's like, get out of here.
He's like, I'm dead. One of them. Dude,
no, that was neither shocking and hardly a video. You know
just
what?
Like you, I don't watch them first either.
show us one more. Maybe there will be one that is. And we should just watch another guy who's not the father. It'd be a nice feature. Guys who weren't the father.
It's hard to find the ones come from it. Without the dances.
You, What if a guy was just like real civilized about it? Like, listen, I'm sorry. I know this must be tough. I mean, I can help you out any way I can, you know, but.
And by the way, I defy anyone to find a video where the guy's disappointed. Like, oh, no, I wanted that kid. I wanted to raise him right. That's not my kid.
Before you start.
Oh, wow.
Here's what I don't believe more than anything on a TV. When you see a TV show, movie, anything like that, and there's a guy who's the ex-husband who's like, I want my family back. My kids, my wife, we could all be together as a family. 3 months of being divorced, you're like, I'm fucking. Thank God.
Yes, that's true.
You know? It gives you hope that you just didn't even know you had in you. Let's watch that hilarious video. Oh boy, look at those loops.
You are the
celebration's better.
That's your baby mama, right?
By the way, she's celebrating the fact that that guy's disgusted that he's the father.
Oh man, and she's hitting him with the fucking program.
Right. Show the DNA.
Yeah, guys.
I just love it.
Pretty surprised.
Ugh, I hate commentaries so much.
Dropped it like it's hot because that's her baby daddy.
Wrap it up, kids. Wrap it up. If that should teach you anything, yeah, condoms suck, but use them. Use them.
Especially if you're fucking that lady.
That's also good advice.
High school graduation. Hey, this is what your mom found out. Daddy was really the baby daddy.
Did you and mom?
Damn.
That's true. That kid grows up.
Always have to see
this.
Nice job, Peter. Thank you very much. Thank you, Drew. Thank you guys for being here.
Thank you for having me, buddy. This was so much fun. Love
us. Anthony, can we let us do this show? And just put that in your dick hole.